Well, earlier in the KMJ Ag Report, we highlighted some of the topics shared at a soil management training event. Now, that event was held at the UC Westside Research and Extension Center in Five Points last week. Jeff Mitchell, UC Cooperative Extension Specialist, adds one more topic to the list.
The third thing that I think came out from the meeting in Five Points last week, or the training event on soil management, has to do with the potential benefits of inserting cover crops or off-season crops that come in between the cash crops. And a number of things were shared with the participants in that regard. First of all, typically in an annual cropping system in the San Joaquin Valley, where crops are tend to be grown in the summer months, by inserting a winter cover crop, maybe from the period of November through February or early March, when the ET, the evapotranspiration, is much lower than it is in the summer, that you can get just by winter rainfall and maybe an inch or two of supplemental rain or irrigation to get the cover crop going, you end up getting considerable amounts of biomass. And of that biomass, typically about 40% turns out to be carbon. So the use of cover crops in that winter low ET demand period can be a very significant means of increasing organic matter or carbon into production systems. And the data we shared with folks showed that over about a 16 or 17 year period of deliberate winter cover cropping, we were able to increase the carbon inputs into the system by about 8 tons per acre. We increased organic matter over that time period by about 27 tons that was captured in that standing cover crop biomass. Now, certainly not all of that carbon that's in the cover crop biomass is going to become soil carbon, but some of that eventually will. So we're adding to the bank of carbon organic matter in the soil, and as we all know, adding carbon is a keystone element in soil management.
That's Jeff Mitchell, UC Cooperative Extension Specialist. In addition to cover crop information, no-till production results and biology of the soil were covered.